Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Academy Watch from Punch and Pie Media. I'm your host, Bo Nicholson. This is where we predict the Oscars, and indeed, we will be predicting the Oscars some more here today, just a little bit, because the shortlists have dropped. Now, if you're listening to this show, there's a good chance, a very good chance, that you are so into the Oscars that you know all about the Oscar shortlist. You've, in fact, already read the article on oscars.org, which I'll be linking in the show notes so that people can read along and see the shortlist for themselves, because you don't want to hear my voice reading out all of the shortlisted films. The shortlists in each category, and there's 12 categories that are shortlisted, can go from between 10 films shortlisted to 20 films shortlisted. So I'm not going to read out at least 120 films. That's silly. I'm also not going to weigh into all of the categories because I haven't seen everything. So like live action short film, for example, animated short film, I just haven't seen them. I don't have anything meaningful to say about those categories at this point. But 12 categories have got a shortlist. Now, what that means for those that are less familiar, Best Picture doesn't get shortlisted. The acting categories don't get shortlisted. Director, editing, screenplay, they don't get shortlisted. It's mostly technical categories, okay? But if you want to be nominated at the Oscars in these 12 categories, guess what? You need to be shortlisted. You cannot be nominated from outside of the shortlist. So for each of these 12 categories that I'm going to talk about today, eventually they're going to be whittled down to 5 nominees in January, and then in March there will be the Oscars. We will name a winner in each category. As I mentioned, I will be linking the oscars.org article in the show notes, so please click on that so you can read along and peruse at your own leisure. So 15 films have been shortlisted in animated short film. Again, as I said, way too early in the season. I have not seen any of these. I will not be making comment about this at this point. There's nothing for me to read into it. Casting, 10 films have been shortlisted. I think the big thing to note here is that we really didn't know what casting was going to be. A lot of us just sort of suspected, look, if you've got Best Picture strength, or if you're going to be Best Picture nominated, then you're probably going to end up in casting, right? It kind of feels like the SAG Awards, where like very often the best SAG ensemble ends up being the Best Picture winner, because that's just the way things happen. You know, like if you have a really good cast, you probably have a really good movie. And the 10 films that are here, I would say 8 of them have a really strong chance of being Best Picture nominated. That means that if you miss out on the casting shortlist, it might be an uphill battle. A couple of films that missed out are films like Jay Kelly, which has been in the lower half of everybody's top 10 predictions for Best Picture. And I think it's going to be a little bit weaker after this short listing. It might have just popped the bubble a little bit for Jay Kelly. The Testament of Anne Lee, I'm sorry, not shortlisted at all. Not in casting, not in any of the 12 categories. That doesn't mean necessarily that it's not going to get nominated on the night in other categories, but I think we can say goodbye to it for Best Picture. One film that was strengthened by the shortlists generally is Wicked for Good. It has been nominated here in casting, as well as cinematography, visual effects, and a whole bunch of other things. So Wicked for Good has been on the bubble because it's had some pretty negative reviews, but I do think it's going to be strong enough to hang on into the Best Picture race in maybe, you know, the 7th or 8th or 9th slot. Sirat has had a very strong showing. It got in for casting here, a couple of other shortlists as well. So keep an eye on Sirat. And Weapons got in for casting, which I took as a pretty good sign until I kept reading throughout the shortlist. So anyway, you can see the list of shortlists there for casting. Check out those films if you haven't, because most of them are very, very good. And I'd say 8 of them are really, really strong chances of being Best Picture nominated. The next category, cinematography, 16 films have been nominated. Again, another big miss for Jay Kelly. A big miss for Jay Kelly. Remiss of me also not to mention Begonia missing out on casting. It did get in for cinematography, as you can read there, but it missed on casting. That's an Emma Stone, Jesse Plemons film that is on the Best Picture bubble. Maybe a little bit weaker than we thought it was. Maybe. But it did get in for cinematography here. The biggest surprise in cinematography, as I read it, is Song Sung Blue. No one saw that coming. That's a bit of a surprise. But yes, Jay Kelly missing is probably the most consequential bit of information from there. I'm not going to talk about documentary feature. There's 15 films listed there. You can read them yourself. I'm not going to talk about documentary short film. Also 15 films there. International feature film. There's 15 films nominated, and I do want to talk about that. The first thing I notice is that there's three Palestinian-themed films in here. One from Palestine, Palestine 36. One from Jordan, All That's Left of You. And one from Tunisia, The Voice of Hind Rajab. Fantastic to see. And if any of them are a chance of ending up being nominated in this category, I'm going to say The Voice of Hind Rajab. I just think with her profile, with her story being so ubiquitous and being so iconic, for lack of a better word, in the fight against this genocide that's being carried out. She was, of course, for those unfamiliar, the little girl who was killed by Israeli, the IDF, when she was trying to call for help on a phone. She was surrounded by already dead family in the car, and then the car was fired upon over 200 times by the Israeli forces, killing Hind Rajab. I think she was like six years old or something like that. So very, very sad story. The Voice of Hind Rajab, I have not seen myself, but people that have seen it are saying it's incredibly sad, as you would expect. And I think with her profile and her story, there's a good chance that Tunisia might get in to Best International Feature Film. The other story here for International Feature Film is that Neon has five films that could very well be international feature film nominated at the Oscars. Five from five. Those are The Secret Agent, It Was Just an Accident, Sentimental Value, No Other Choice, and Sirat. Three of those are a lock in this category. The Secret Agent from Brazil, It Was Just an Accident from Jafar Panahi, the Iranian filmmaker, but it's a French film. And I would say also Sentimental Value from Norway is a lock in that category. That comes down to Sirat and No Other Choice and probably The Voice of Hind Rajab. I would say Sirat might be fourth and No Other Choice might be fifth. So if any of those Neon films is going to drop out, I would say it's No Other Choice based on what I'm reading here with the trends in the shortlists. I'm not going to talk about the 15 shortlisted films for live action short film. 10 films have been shortlisted in makeup and hairstyling. I guess a couple of surprises there. The Alto Knights and Kakuho. Bit of a surprise, I think it's fair to say, in makeup and hairstyling. But otherwise, the only one that maybe surprised was Weapons Missing. But the big hitters here are Wicked for Good, Frankenstein, Smashing Machine. You know, those films are probably going to be the biggest players at makeup and hairstyling. Let's roll forward to music. 20 scores have been nominated for Best Original Score. A couple of surprises. Who the hell thought Captain America Brave New World should be here? Especially over the other Marvel film, The Fantastic Four First Steps. That's a bit crazy to me. You got a Michael Giacchino score right there and you decide not to go with it. As I mentioned, The Testament of Anne Lee, not in here, not considered among the best 20 scores of the year. So that's, you know, again, that's another death knell to its best picture chances. All the big hitters are here, though. Sinners, One Battle After Another, Marty Supreme, Frankenstein, Hamnet, they're all in the mix. This is the only time that Jay Kelly shows up in the 12 categories. Obviously, it wasn't eligible for, like, documentary short, but it only showed up here in the short lists. Music original song now. 15 songs have been shortlisted because some of the films double up, including Wicked for Good, where both songs got in. Train Dreams by Nick Cave gets in. Sarah Bareilles gets in for Salt, Then Sour, Then Sweet from Come See Me in the Good Light. Sinners, of course, is in here a couple of times as well with I Lied to You and Last Time I Seen the Sun. I would say the biggest chance to win is Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters. Only the one track from K-Pop Demon Hunters gets in, but it is the track. So I think Golden will win that one. Next up, I'm going to go to Sound. 10 films have been shortlisted in Sound. No massive surprises, I would say. the usual suspects are going to be right up the top here. You know, you've got a music film with Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, or Wicked for Good. You've got the action films like Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, F1, Avatar, Fire and Ash, Frankenstein, of course, Sinners with music as well, as I said, one battle after another being the juggernaut in all likelihood. So a lot of films are going to be a big chance of being nominated there. I don't get a lot out of that. I'm a bit surprised that Warfare didn't get at least get shortlisted, but I didn't expect it to be nominated anyway, so I didn't learn much, I guess, from this shortlist. And the last shortlist category that I'm going to talk about is visual effects. The 10 films have been shortlisted there, and again, no real surprises. I would say Avatar, Fire and Ash will shit that one in over a bunch of those other films there that you can read. So I guess overall thoughts, as I mentioned, we don't, in a lot of ways, you don't learn a lot from this, but what you do learn is just a couple of like little trends, right? The Testament of Anne Lee, I already felt was not in the Best Picture bubble, and that's been confirmed today with the shortlists, I would suggest. Jay Kelly was probably considered like an 8th or 9th or 10th kind of candidate in Best Picture. It's probably like a 12th or 13th now. Sinners, obviously very strong. One Battle After Another, very strong. You know, we expected that, and it was sort of confirmed here. It feels like it's going to be a 1-2 punch between those two at this point. One Battle After Another, probably the juggernaut. And Wicked for Good, a bit of a winner here today. Wicked for Good was always going to be strong in the technicals, very much like Frankenstein, right? But Frankenstein has felt pretty consistently like it's going to be Best Picture nominated. Wicked for Good felt like it was going to be based on reputation. And then once the reviews came in, people lost a lot of confidence, including me, in its Best Picture chances. But it gets a little bit of a boost here, and I think it's going to be okay. And one film that probably has come into the bubble, the Best Picture bubble, that might have been just outside it for me, is Sirat. Keep an eye on Sirat. And imagine if we live in a world where there's 4 Best Picture nominees from the international category. Imagine that. Sirat would be very much the 4th, I think, if it was going to be 4 films that sneak into Best Picture from the international category. But I mean, based on the shortlist strength here, hey, who knows? It's certainly strengthened in my books. But that'll do for me. You've heard my voice for the last 12 or 13 minutes, depending on how much of this I edit. So thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you very much enjoyed the show. If you did, please subscribe if you haven't already. Rate and review wherever you can. Please, you know, 5 stars if possible. I really appreciate that. And I mean, we do this all for free here at Punch and Pie Media. We do it for the love of the game. We're not here to make money from you. We're not here to sell you ads. All I ask is that you tell a friend who loves the Oscars about the show. That's all I care about. So spread the good word about Academy Watch, and I'll see you next time.